a One Direction this morning here at Kiss. You're on the air. Kyle and Jackie O. It's 25 to 9 outside today. Sunny all day. If you want any sunshine, get it today. Tomorrow, raining and cloudy. 21 degrees around city today. Georgina Walker, celebrity psychic in the building this morning, ready to take your calls on love from above. And she has a new website. Jackie, ready to go?
Is it the same address?
Same address, but it's got lots of Talking Dead segments, lots of pictures of you, lots of pictures of other things. It's fantastic. I'm really
happy. Oh, exciting.
And you can register on there if you want to go and meet Georgina face-to-face and do a reading. She does many readings.
Well, we're going to do quick ones today, and you're going to tell them straight up what the deal is with their love life. Chrissy, your question for Georgina.
Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
I've been seeing a guy who is completely different to who I've ever dated before. Am I going to get sick of him?
Yep. He reminds me of licorice all sorts. There's all sorts, and you know, there's the colours and there's the licorice, but eventually you'll get fed up of eating a whole bag of licorice all sorts.
That doesn't sound good.
What, does it feel good at the moment, Chrissy, or can you think?
Yeah, because she's getting all sorts.
Yeah, right.
Oh, just unsure. I don't know.
There you go. Well, Georgina's here to tell you.
Yeah. You already know. Right. Jackie's on.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
Hi, is my current partner in love with his ex?
I don't think he's in love with the ex. He's in love with the aspects of that ex. It's not the passionate lust aspect associated with yourself, but he does look over his shoulders, and I keep hearing that movie, The Way We Were. So there's aspects of that relationship he feels very, very comfortable, and there's also a sense of guilt. He feels very, very guilty. Okay. So that's the aspect.
Right, but he's not in love with the ex.
Not lust.
He's in love with the idea of the perfect relationship, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably a very good summary, but I feel that there's aspects of that past with that person that he hasn't got with this person.
That's with her, with Jackie.
Yeah.
Step it up, Jack.
I might have to.
It's a comfortable pair of slippers. That's the feeling that it's the comfortable pair of slippers.
He misses the old slippers. Christy, what's your question for Georgina?
So I've been single for a really long time, and I'm just wondering if there's any chance of me finding love. You know, my son's 12. I'm just wondering if I should start looking now, or whether I should just wait until he's sort of out of the house.
Wait till he's gone. Have the best time. Enjoy this time with your son. But I feel more when he's 17, somebody will be on the scenes very strongly, and it may even be around your current circle of friends that you meet through his sport or his activities. They are alone, and then you come together through the kids. But I think at the moment you'd be hitting a lot of conflict with this young man. So you're very wise, but don't fret. Put a lot of time in, have some fun with yourself, knowing that there will be that special, and it will be lasting.
Oh, get the calendar out. Only five years to go.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
If it lasts, it's worth it.
It's right. Nancy, you're on with Georgina Walker. What's your question?
I've been single for the last 3 years. Just wondering if there's someone out there and what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, I keep hearing, it's interesting you say what you're doing wrong. I just keep hearing mirror, mirror on the wall. A lot of the other situations have been reflection, whether you're looking at somebody being similar to your father or not like your father, because I just think, oh, they're all the same. They've got a pattern. You need to break that cycle of looking for a dream boat or an ideal person. I believe you're also mixing in the wrong circles. I'm not saying dump your friends, but I do think you need to find an interest or a hobby that you have joy in and start to sizzle again. I think you've lost your spark. And when you find that spark of just being happy doing things yourself, you will attract a bit like the moths to light. Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thanks, nice to chat. Nicole, hi.
Hey. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your question for Georgina?
I'm just wondering, I've just moved back. I've been living in Africa for 4 years and I've left somebody over there, and he's a lot younger than me, but I'm just wondering whether or not we're still in contact, but should I continue to pursue this?
No, cut the ties. This is a brand new day, brand new dawn. This is the message. Is I heard that song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Yes, you left your heart there, but there's no future there with that person.
Is there San Francisco in Africa as well?
No, that's just the song,
So
she left her emotional sense there. So the message is brand new day. I'd actually be weaning you off this codependence. It's a codependent situation, and you feel if I've got this, and then I've got, if nothing else comes to me, I'll be fine. The message is there's a lot more coming for you in a local level, not back home.
Right. Okay. Well, and how can you find new love if you've still got hanging on to something else,
she's got to work through that process.
Susie is on. Hi,
Susie. Hey, Susie, last caller. Go ahead. What's your question for Georgina?
Hi, guys. I've just left my husband and there's two small children involved and I just want to know if I've done the right thing.
You have done the right thing, but you also need to work out that the children have become the ham in the sandwich associated with it, and also, too, if you had stayed in that relationship, it wouldn't have been good role models with the tension and the fighting, and then they would learn behavioural patterns. But the message is counselling will assist you in able to go through that transition so the children don't suffer as much as they would without that.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
Thanks, thank Susie.
So you've done the right thing. Rest assured.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye, Susie. Thank you. GeorginaWalker.com is the brand spanking new website. She just ripped the sheets off it. She's pretty happy with it. You go on there, have a look around. Plenty of things to do on there, including locking yourself in for a face-to-face with Georgina
Thanks,
Walker.
Thanks, Georgina. Good to see you.
Thanks, honey. See you again.
No worries. To chat. O News next. And stand by, some Snapchats coming up.